Hare Krishna. Bhakti is not inaction. It is action with the deepest purpose, deepest sense of purpose. Sometimes people think of spirituality means renouncing everything, giving up one's activities in this world, and becoming an inactive meditator. Arjuna also had this idea, and with that idea he wanted to renounce his duty as a warrior and take to the duty of a meditating renunciate. Krishna disapproved of that, and while disapproving in the third chapter, he tells in the fourth verse that na karmana mana rambha naishkarmyam purushoshnute na cha sanyasana deva siddhim samadhi gacchati. So this whole sequence of 4th, 5th, 6th verses, Krishna is explaining that na karmana mana rambhan, that by not doing activity, naishkarmyam purushoshnute, one does not get naishkarmyam, one does not get freedom from reaction. And secondly, he says, na cha sanyasana deva, nor is it by taking sannyas, siddhim samadhi gacchati, one can attain perfection. So, what does this mean? It actually means that Krishna is telling Arjuna that don't think of spirituality as simply as inaction. And if we look at that, Krishna, after Krishna finishes speaking the Bhagavad Gita, at the end, when he has finished, what does Arjuna say? Arjuna doesn't simply say, I will fight. He says in 18.73, Nashto moha smriti labdha tvat prasadan maya achyuta sitosmi gata sandeha karishye vachanam tava. So he says, my illusion is dispelled, my doubts are gone, I am firmly situated and I will do your will. Karishye vachanam tava. So bhakti, when Arjuna understands the spiritual knowledge of the Gita and is infused with bhakti, he becomes surcharged with the determination to do Krishna's will. Not to become inactive, but to become active. Now Arjuna was a warrior and he fought the war not because simply because he was a Kshatriya who wanted to regain his kingdom. Not, he fought with a far higher sense of purpose. He fought out of his love for Krishna. He knew that Krishna was the well-wisher of all living beings and Krishna wanted the rule of Dharma on the earth so that people would be benefited. And out of his love for Krishna, he fought, he acted. So the fighting was incidental. The principle of acting to fulfill Krishna's will, that is important. I will do your will is often an expression of love. And that was what it was for Arjuna. So when we practice bhakti, it is not that we should become inactive. Rather, we act with the deepest sense of purpose. That means we have certain talents, we have certain capacities, we have some experience. So earlier, we might have been using this with some sense of purpose. We want to do it because we want to prove to the world who we are. Now that is largely a purpose at the level of the ego. Or we may do it because we want to maintain our family. That is also good. If we are very closely connected with our family, then that may be that is often a deeper sense of purpose. But at the very core of our being, at the deepest essence of who we are souls. We are parts of Krishna and we are meant to serve Krishna with all that we have. And the practice of Bhakti Yoga goes to that deepest core of our being and activates us from that level. So when we act, when we practice Bhakti, it is not that we become inactive, but we act with the deepest sense of purpose. Understanding that we are meant to serve Krishna, understanding that Krishna has given us certain abilities, Krishna has put us in certain situations where we are meant to serve Him. And according to those abilities, according to those situations, we act in a mood of service. And such action done with the deepest sense of purpose brings the deepest fulfillment. Thank you. Hare Krishna.